Who came up with the idea for the reading buttons? For the buttons on the left, on the right side of the...
Well, we knew from the beginning that we wanted to support scanning and even okaying a choice. And so, you know, there's never been any question about three buttons here, which is up and down and enter.
Yeah.
There have been lots of questions about what additional functionality to have, and I'm a very big proponent of having a five-way control, which allows you to do a little bit more than just up and down and enter. In fact, my favorite five-way control is what we call a rocking roller, and we've actually tooled something up in this area with a company in Taiwan, and we're going to be supporting it very well in the future operating system.
Is that like what's on my cell phone?
It's better than what's on any existing cell phone, because this, as an example, it rocks up and down and it rocks side to side. The rocking roller rolls up and down and rocks side to side, and also gets a very nicely defined center position. So we have a five-way in which the up and down is a scanning operation, and you can roll. And that makes it a much more scalable navigation. So,
since I pulled out the cell phone, on my new Toshiba, there's Bluetooth, and it talks to the internet through my cell phone. Are we going to see more combinations of devices where a device walks into the room and the tablet gets new functionality or uses that device?
So if you look at the opportunities for these two devices to work together, they're almost limitless. I do think, by the way, that, and this is when I joined Microsoft, I essentially proposed that we think in terms of these two devices, one pocketable device whose primary function is audio, but that can adapt to a lot of additional functions, and one non-pocketable device, which is large enough to be a very visual system, visual appliance. And that's the evolution of the PC. So this is essentially the evolution of the phone. It now includes PDA functionality. This is the evolution of the PC. It's very, very handy, very mobile. This combination of devices is going to be owned by everybody and used in coordination by everybody once they all really talk to each other. So. The baby steps that are being taken are the ability for this device to use this device to access the wide area network.
Right.
The ability for this device to show the same messages as this device. Now, the next things that we'll be able to make happen are, if you're using this device, you'll be able to say, place a call from this device, and so this device will, you know, place the call. You pick it up. You'll be able to use this device to authenticate that you are near your PC, and therefore it ought to unlock for you. Okay. Lots of ways that you'll be able to, you know, achieve convenience. You'll be able to download items from this device onto this device in order to be able to leave this behind if you want to go for a bike ride, for example, but you still want some music to listen to on your bike ride.
Or Adam Curry.
Sure.
Do you listen to Adam Curry?
Not yet.
Not yet? You should. He's a former MTV radio VJ and is in Belgium.
He's in Belgium, huh?
He's doing podcasting, so I'm actually...
Podcasting, all right.
I'm actually using an RSS aggregator to pull his radio show down to my little portable device.
Excellent. This is a great smartphone, by the way,
yeah,
isn't it? I assume that you love it. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I paid my own money for that.
Yeah, it's worth it. It's worth it. This being the last generation, this one is about to get replaced with one of those.
Yeah.